Loudoun County School Board settles lawsuit with students who questioned girl using boys' locker room. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 3, 2026. The Loudoun County School Board in Virginia has settled a federal lawsuit with two male students who were suspended from Stonebridge High School after questioning why a girl was repeatedly using the boys' locker room. America First Legal is proud to have litigated this important case on behalf of our clients' state and federal constitutional and statutory rights. Ian Pryor, senior counsel at America First Legal, AFL, told Breitbart News. We are pleased that we were able to successfully mediate this case and will continue to vigorously advocate for the rights of students, parents, and teachers, whether that be in Northern Virginia or anywhere else in America, Pryor added. The lawsuit stemmed from an incident in which a female student, who claims to identify as male, recorded the boys in a locker room, violating school policy, according to a report by 7 News. The Loudoun County School Board ended up pursuing an investigation against the boys, who were sophomores at the time, later deeming them in violation of Title IX sexual harassment and discrimination. They were also given a 10-day suspension. Moreover, the school board reportedly followed through with this decision despite receiving several calls from concerned parents asking that the investigation into the male students be dropped. In response, AFL and Founding Freedoms Law Center, FFLC, filed a federal lawsuit alleging that LCPS violated the boys' rights under the U.S. Constitution, the Virginia Constitution, Title IX, and the Virginia Religious Freedom Restoration Act, America First Legal announced in a September press release. In the lawsuit, the boys' families also sought to remove the Title IX violations, which appeared on the students' academic records as they were getting ready to apply to college. The legal groups had also filed a motion for a temporary restraining order to prevent LCPS from suspending the students and to vindicate both boys that AFL and FFLC said were wrongly labeled as sexual harassers by the school district, AFL's press release noted. The motion for a temporary restraining order to prevent the suspension had been granted, which allowed both students to return to class. The lawsuit was settled on Friday with the judge stating that the case is now closed and expressing happiness that parties involved can now move on, 7 News reported. We hope that, in the future, as a result of the attention brought to this situation and our efforts to help vindicate these boys, Loudoun County will have an even greater incentive to protect vulnerable students from the harms of gender ideology, FFLC President Victoria Cobb told the outlet. Loudoun County Public Schools, LCPS, meanwhile, told 7 News, we cannot comment. Bizarrely, the Loudoun County School Board's policy allows students to use school restrooms and locker rooms based on their chosen identity rather than their actual sex. Last year, the U.S. Department of Education determined that the restroom and locker room policies of 5 school districts in Northern Virginia, which includes Loudoun County Public Schools, are in violation of Title IX. The department has said it will withhold federal funding from Loudoun County Public Schools, Fairfax County Public Schools, Prince William County Public Schools, Arlington Public Schools, and Alexandria City Public Schools if they fail to reverse their policies. U.S. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon told 7 News that the department is still putting pressure on the school boards to come into compliance with Title IX, stating that President Donald Trump has been very clear. McMahon further told the outlet, you could see the anguish on their faces, and you felt for them as they told their stories, and you knew that we just shouldn't have to be having these kind of conversations, recalling her previous meeting with the boys' parents, who she said are brave. We should be focusing on teaching these kids how to read, how to do math, to make sure that they are going to be able to be successful in life, the U.S. Secretary of Education asserted. Breitbart News previously reported extensively on the notorious Loudoun County transgender school rape case. According to a grand jury report, Loudoun County failed at every juncture to protect its students. The special grand jury was impaneled by Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares, R., in response to national outrage at the school district for what appeared to be the sexual assault cover-ups of 2 female students by the same male gender fluid student. In May and October of 2021, the male student sexually assaulted 2 female students in the district. The perpetrator was allowed merely to change schools after the initial assault at Stonebridge High School, where the skirt-clad male sodomized a ninth-grade girl. Administrators in the district were self-interested. According to the report, which alleges that the second assault, at Broad Run High School, could have been prevented, it is our considered judgment that the October 6, 2021 sexual assault at Broad Run High School never should have occurred, the report states. Had any number of individuals across a variety of entities spoken up or realized a serious problem was brewing regarding earlier incidents at BRHS, then the sexual assault most likely would not have occurred. But nobody did. Breitbart News will continue to report on Loudoun County schools. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.